Diana Bishop never wanted to be special. As an Oxford historian specializing in alchemy, she'd spent years distancing herself from her witchy heritage. But when she accidentally calls up a bewitched manuscript, Ashmole 782, the legendary Book of Life, from the Bodleian Library's depths, everything changes. The manuscript, missing for centuries, attracts creatures from around the world, including the enigmatic vampire geneticist Matthew Claremont. Their forbidden romance across species lines sets in motion a tale of discovery, danger, and destiny that challenges the very foundations of the magical world. What begins as an academic curiosity evolves into a fight for survival that spans centuries and continents, forcing Diana to embrace both her magical abilities and her growing love for a vampire who harbors dark secrets of his own. Returning from Elizabethan England, Diana and Matthew face immediate tragedy. Diana's aunt Emily has been murdered by Peter Knox while investigating Ashmole 782. This loss fuels Diana's quest as she navigates her new reality, pregnancy with supposedly impossible vampire witch twins, and her evolution into a rare weaver witch who can create new spells. The de Clermont vampire family presents challenges. Matthew's brother Baldwin refuses to acknowledge Diana despite her blood-sworn status as Philippe's daughter. They also discover Jack Blackfriars, a child they cared for in Elizabethan London, has been turned into a vampire and suffers from blood rage like Matthew. Family is not just about blood, Diana realizes. It's about who remains when everyone else has abandoned you. This truth becomes their anchor as they build an unconventional family while facing threats from the congregation hunting them for breaking the interspecies covenant and ancient enemies with grudges against the de Clermonts. Matthew's blood rage, a genetic condition triggering uncontrollable killing frenzies, haunts his centuries of existence and carries a death sentence in vampire society. When Marcus discovers Matthew was forced to kill Marcus's own children in New Orleans after they inherited the condition, their relationship shatters. This horror is personified in Benjamin Fuchs, Matthew's disowned vampire son who also carries blood rage. Benjamin becomes Matthew's darkest nightmare, a sadistic killer who tortured Philippe during World War II and systematically raped witches attempting to recreate Diana's pregnancy. Blood rage doesn't make us monsters, Matthew tells Jack, who shares the condition. Our choices do that. This distinction becomes Matthew's path to redemption as he struggles with self-acceptance. Having secretly studied genetics for decades seeking a cure, Matthew finds healing in the realization that the monster he feared might be understood through the very science he pioneered. Diana's evolution as a weaver witch unfolds like a tapestry of self-discovery. Unlike ordinary witches who use established spells, weavers create new magic by tying knots in the threads connecting all things, a rare ability that historically made them targets of fear. Magic is nothing more than desire made real, Diana realizes as she reconnects with her heritage. Colored threads emanate from her fingers, each representing different types of magic, from elemental powers to concealment spells. Her fire drake familiar, Cora, symbolizes the wild aspect of her magic that must be embraced rather than controlled. Diana's journey from reluctant witch to confident weaver mirrors our struggles with accepting our true nature. Her spellcasting combines physical weaving with verbal grammary, putting magic into words, as her academic mind and witchy instincts merge into a cohesive identity. This magical system feels both ancient and fresh, drawing on alchemical traditions while establishing consistent rules that ground the supernatural elements. The search for Ashmole 782, the Book of Life, takes Diana and Matthew across Europe through libraries and archives. Created from the skin and blood of all three creature types, this manuscript contains crucial information about their origins and differences from humans. Each recovered page reveals more about creature history, a tree of life with human shapes in its branches, dragons shedding blood that creates new life, and an alchemical wedding representing the union of opposites, much like Diana and Matthew themselves. When Diana finally reassembles the complete Book of Life, she doesn't merely read it, she absorbs it entirely. "The book hasn't gone far," Sarah tells her. "It's inside you." The book reveals the existence of Brightborn, children of vampire witch unions like Diana's twins, who represent hope for all creatures whose populations have been declining. Haven't we all encountered knowledge that changes us fundamentally? Diana's transformation represents the ultimate integration of knowledge and identity, when what we learn becomes inseparable from who we are. At its heart, this story is about a love that defies centuries of prejudice. Diana and Matthew's relationship challenges the covenant forbidding interspecies relationships, a rule that has kept creatures separate for millennia. Their union represents the alchemical wedding depicted in the Book of Life, joining opposites to create something transformative. Their relationship faces constant tests. Matthew's blood rage around Diana, their painful separation when he establishes his scion, and Benjamin's threats against their children forcing impossible choices. Through these challenges, their bond deepens. "With me, you don't have to be the hero all the time," Diana tells Matthew, offering him freedom to be vulnerable after centuries of rigid control. Similarly, Matthew helps Diana embrace her magical nature without fear. Their love extends to their unconventional family, including Jack, whom they effectively adopt. The twins they conceived, Rebecca and Philip, represent the physical manifestation of their union and hope for creature integration. Isn't this what we all seek? Not just love that accepts us, but love that helps us accept ourselves, even the parts we've hidden away? Diana and Matthew's journey reminds us that true connection requires complete vulnerability. The birth of Rebecca and Philip Bishop Claremont symbolizes hope for all creatures. As bright-born children of a vampire and witch, they embody integration rather than separation, celebrating differences instead of fear. Their christening ceremony blends pagan naming traditions with Christian baptism and Knights of Lazarus rituals. The diverse gathering of creatures and humans represents the integrated future Diana and Matthew envision. As Diana prepares to confront the congregation, she carries both the Book of Life's knowledge and living proof of its revelations in her children, challenging centuries of separation. "Do not let the ghosts of the past rob the future of its joys," Philippe wrote to Diana, "wisdom that guides them as they build their unconventional family." In the end, the most powerful magic lies in our choices, not ancient spells or vampire strength. Despite genetics, history, and supernatural forces, characters show that their choices define them more than their inherent nature. Matthew fights his blood rage. Diana embraces her abilities. Jack chooses goodness despite Benjamin's influence. What could be more human? In choosing each other despite every obstacle, we create something truly magical, a future where differences strengthen rather than divide, and where the threads connecting all living things can be rewoven into new, more beautiful patterns.